Another edition of the Free American Hour, and this one will be unique as everyone is. Today, my guest will be joining us in just a moment. His name is Bob Kunst. That's K-U-N-S-T, and he is a founder of Defenders of Jerusalem. DefendJerusalem.com website. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, sir. Bob, give me a little bit of your background and then tell me why you started this website and this organization.
Well, I've been a long time... I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
Tell me what your background is and... why you decided to start this organization?
Okay, well, my field is marketing and sales. I'm native from Miami, and I got involved with this particular project. First of all, being Jewish, I've always had my history pretty pronounced from Holocaust and 5,000 years of Jewish history ingrained in my conscience. And then when I saw about 6 weeks ago that... the issue of Jerusalem was going to be bandied around and given away to who I call Islamic Nazis, I just had to react to this whole thing. So the result has been we formed a group called Defend Jerusalem, and we've now been to about 8 different cities, and we have done over 150 news interviews, and we have a situation that's starting to develop all over the world to bring together Christians and Jews who understand the threat to what's going on, and then everybody who these Islamic Nazis considers to be infidels that they're going after. So this is a wonderful opportunity to bring people together, at the same time point the finger where it has to go, and at the same time not reward the terrorists. And so we're looking at a very positive, at the same time very... emotional scene, and this is my third day actually in front of the White House. We have one more just on this particular route, but it's been a very, very amazing experience, I have to tell you, and very spiritual, and at the same time, just a number of people are coming on board who just represent so many different points of view, but are all solid on this particular issue.
I read the news every day, and
right.
I get a ton of thousands of emails every week. But I haven't heard about this division of Jerusalem or what this plan is that you're referring to. Where is that coming from and what is it?
Well, it starts with George Bush, I'm sorry to say, who he and Condi Rice managed to get this whole gang of Arab countries. We're talking about the Arab League and Saudi Arabia. Of course, Saudi Arabia is responsible for 9/11. Arabia with its madrashas that are teaching death to Israel and death to America, Saudi Arabia. That
hold on right there. Stay right there. Keep that thought. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with Bob Kunst. You're listening to the Free American Hour. I'm Clay Douglas. And we'll take your calls.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back, you're listening to the Free American Hour with Clay Douglas. If you'd like to call in and talk to me or my guest, you can do that at 800-313-9443. And my guest is Bob Kunst, Defend Jerusalem. All right, Bob, where were you?
Well, what was happening is the Bush-Rice gang got together with all these Arab countries and set up a summit in Annapolis. And in fact, the Israeli delegation, including the foreign minister Livni, they all had to come in through a side door, if you could believe this. This is the way you're going to have peace, right? And then what was negotiated was let's give a Islamic Nazi state next to Israel and divide Jerusalem and give up land. And the issue to us is like complete insanity. Let's start with, first of all, it's not Bush, and it's not Rice, and it's not Olmert, who's the Prime Minister of Israel, to give anything up in terms of land or Jerusalem. It doesn't belong to them. It belongs to Jewish people, and belongs to every Jew ever murdered for being a Jew. Jerusalem has been Jewish for 3,000 years. It has nothing to do with Arafat or the or Abbas or any of these other people. And then what we saw was this gang rape of all the countries that participated in the Holocaust coming and participating in this new Holocaust, which is how are we going to get the Jews? How are we going to make it even more difficult? The Arabs have yet to honor a single agreement they've signed since Oslo in 1979. So what is the point of all of this? Every time they talk peace, it means more war. Every time the Jews give up more land, all they get is more war. Last year, when they gave up Gaza, and they voluntarily did it, all they got was thousands of more rockets. And all it did was move the Hamas gang closer to every population center. So we're looking at this thing as, what in the world are we thinking about here? If you really want peace, you have to recognize a united Jewish state. You have to recognize Jerusalem as its capital eternally. And then you have to stop funding the the terrorists. I mean, what we're dealing with here is Saudi Arabia manipulating this process. And, in fact, only a week earlier of the summit in Annapolis, here you had a woman that was raped in Saudi Arabia, and then the Saudi government beats her with 200 lashes afterwards. It's like, blame the victim again. You know what I mean? And these are the people who don't even sit with women, let alone treat the women with any respect. And yet these are the people we're going to negotiate the Holy Land over. The very Mufti of Jerusalem during World War II was in bed with Hitler, not only to get rid of the Jews in Europe, but to get rid of the Jews in Palestine. And then we have the very people that we're dealing with who not only deny the Holocaust, but they are supporting Hezbollah, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, Al-Qaeda, all the very people who are out there, not just ready to kill Israel, but to kill America. So we're looking at this thing here on what in the world is Bush thinking? This is his legacy. This is total, complete insanity, because what it means is more war. It means that we are not going to have anything in the terms of peace, because the only peace you can get is if you stop catering and reporting the terrorists. Now, next week, on December 17th, is the donor conference in Paris. And what do you think is going to happen there? Abbas is asking for nearly $6 billion from all these countries. And where does the money go? When Israel and Arafat were first negotiating, here you had Israel giving Arafat money to educate their kids. What is he teaching them? No Holocaust. He gives Arafat money to buy guns to police the territories there to stop the violence. What does Arafat do? More intifadas, more violence, more war. There's been 1,500 more Jewish deaths since 1973. The bottom line is every time we give something up, we get nothing back but this commitment to destroy Israel. And there's nothing in the pact from either Abbas or Saudi Arabia or the Arab League or anything that says anything other than Israel has to be destroyed. Now, every time we talk about democracy in the Middle East, from Bush, what do we get? We get Hamas elected, we get Hezbollah elected, we get the tyranny in Iraq elected. We have this insane policy going on with Iran that's been going on since the Carter days when he betrayed us. What is going on here? It's all oil. It's this oil blackmail. The Jews don't have any oil. The Arabs do. The Iranians do. That's what's manipulating this whole process. So Bush's religion, instead of being the Christian he claims to be, is really the money game. That's his religion. And the fact is that the Bush family and the Saudi family have been in bed with each other on oil for many, many years. So
they have Bin Laden. The Bin Laden family and the Bush family have been in the same organization, the same company, together for about 20 years.
That's right.
And Bush, I believe Bush was CIA director when he sponsored and funded Bin Laden to fight Russia.
And let me tell you something else here. This is very interesting in terms, I can't remember the official group in Saudi Arabia that Bush, Bin Laden, and the Saudi family are part of. I'm sorry. But the Neil Bush was there negotiating. Remember Neil. Neil's the guy from the savings and loan scandal of $250 billion stolen in those days.
Yes.
He was in Saudi Arabia negotiating this whole thing. Now, here you have Saudi Arabia that's telling everybody, well, we want to go back to 1967 borders. Then you have Hamas saying, well, we want to go back to 1948 borders. Then you have Abbas saying, and he's Fatah, he's saying, I don't even recognize the Balfour Declaration of 1917. And who is the other character that makes that statement? It's Bin Laden himself. This thing is so insane. I can't even describe it. Nobody in their right mind can figure out how anybody could be this stupid to even play this game on this kind of a scale, because it is so dangerous. And if you reward these Islamic Nazis and you say that they're killing and everything is justified and let them go on with what's happening, why wouldn't they escalate? And in this high technical age, when we're dealing with nuclear weapons and what have you, and here we watch Iran going and saying, well, we want to kill Israel, we want to destroy Israel, and they're building their nuclear weapons. Then you have this week alone, Bush's CIA comes out and says, they're not really doing this after all. They stopped it in 2003. What Bush is doing, in a sense, is setting up Israel to be all alone, no allies, and they have to fend for themselves, because now Bush has taken this issue off the table. Even though he talks out of both sides of his face, the bottom line is we're not doing anything to stop Iran. So what happens? If Iran gets a nuclear weapon, these maniacs are there to use it, and not just against Israel, but to use against us. Their fanaticism is they want the 12th Imam. That's going to bring on the end days. That's their Armageddon. This is how they get their Messiah. So how are you going to deal with people who are committed to your destruction? How do you make peace with anybody on that level? You know, and then they get their 72 virgins besides. I mean, we're talking about total, complete insanity here. There's nothing that makes any sense. So we have to organize a grassroots effort across the planet that says we're not going to tolerate this. We're not going to participate in this. We're not going to support rewarding the Islamic Nazis, because they're only going to come after us. This is not just hurting Israel. This hurts all of our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. This hurts everybody on every level that's opposed to this insanity. And the Islamic
Issues here that are clouding the issue. The Bush didn't have any concrete reason to go into Iraq, and he's killed almost we've killed almost a million people there.
Played a very dangerous game on everything. The fact is that when Saudi Arabia, which is responsible for 9/11, Bush leaves these guys off the hook. He helps get the bin Laden family out of the U.S. He's moving in this direction against Saddam Hussein when he really should have been going after Saudi Arabia and Iran. Now we're stuck in a situation here, and whatever is happening with the surge should have been happening 4 years ago. We could have saved a whole bunch of lives on every level. But what he's done is he's opened up this can of worms on a very different scale. Now we're stuck with this whole thing because his foreign policy has been such a disaster, not just in terms of Iraq. China, North Korea, Russia, you name it, the whole thing is falling apart. So why don't we go after Israel and the Jews for a change? That's what this whole thing has been about. It couldn't be a greater disaster. So we're saying to these guys, you've got to stop, because you're not only pushing the button, you're getting in bed with the people who are committed to our destruction. I'm not just talking Israel. I'm talking about America. The only thing that's holding back a global jihad is America. We have to understand what's going on here, and Israel, because they're on the front lines of this. And every time you make peace with these guys, all we get is more war. And so we looked at the Annapolis summit as like Munich 2. Remember Munich 1? This is when Britain's Chamberlain comes back from Hitler after they gave away the Sudetenland, land for peace, right? And he comes back with the peacetime paper, and then what happened? We had the Holocaust of 6 to 7 million Jews. Then we have World War II with 60 million dead. Germany was never denazified. So you have the war criminals getting away with all of this criminal activity, and their offspring want to finish the job. There is an insanity of biblical proportions going on here. And the fact is Bush keeps setting us up, and then where are the voices? I got to tell you something. Clayton, where are all the conservative talk shows? When Bush's whole war on terror policy, remember he comes out and says, either you're with us or you're against us. Well, how in the world do you get in bed with the people who are committed to our destruction and reward them with money and pay off all of this stuff to get more armament, and nobody's opening up their mouth about it? Where are all the conservative talk show hosts in the country on this?
Well, what Bush is doing to this country, you know, I took an oath, Bob, at 17, to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Right.
And it's that Constitution that gives you the right to worship the way you want, and me the right to worship the way I want.
Right.
But George Bush is basically the war on terror has been a war on, to me it seems like, anyone who doesn't want to go along with one world government or one world banking. How do you see this?
Well, this
and by the way, also Bush has made it illegal to criminal offense practically to protest an illegal war, an undeclared war, and we've got Senate Bill 1959 that could make anything we're saying here, if it's critical of the government of the United States, it could be a terrorist offense.
Bush has created a very major disaster for this country on every level.
And we'll be right back.
All right.
Calls at 800-313-9443.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny Did You Rob BillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did You Rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the Free American Hour. My guest today is Bob Kuntz with the website defendjerusalem.com. And, Bob,
we also have a website that says defendjerusalem.net, so they can go to either one to get in touch and get involved.
Okay, and my website, if you want to get on the chat room, folks, is freeamerican.com. Just go up to the chat room link on the top left-hand corner, and you can come in and shoot me questions over or give me some advice, whatever you'd like to do. You can also call in on Republic at 800-313-9443. You know, I've been accused, Bob, of many times by organizations like the ADL of being anti-Semitic, and I respond to that as just absolutely not true. I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm not racist. I support the Constitution, and that gives us the right to worship the way we want and, you know, be who we want to be.
And I have no problem with that. We're strict constitutionalists also. In fact, I would say that since Bush has played his game, you know, I never used to be a gun advocate. I have to tell you, I used to be in the other ballpark. But now, since I'm watching what's going on, I really fear for America's security and America's future. And I think we all have to be very cautious of what's going on with the police state mentality that's going on with this administration and what's happening around the world with this whole globalization insanity. Because we have no protection. We have no security any longer.
Okay, who do I have?
Davey from Texas.
Okay. Hey, Davey from Texas. A great seeing you there in Texas. And say hello to Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I was wondering, Bob, have you ever heard of a man named Esau Nockley?
No, sir.
Well, he used to be a representative at the United Nations, and he just passed away not too long ago. But he wrote a book called The Encyclopedia of the Palestine Problem.
Okay.
You can go there on the Internet and look at that and read it. But I might bring your attention to the, you know, to the scriptures. And I had a question for you. Basically, it just comes right down to, what is it exactly that makes somebody Jewish?
Well,
is it race or is it religion?
Well, it's actually religion. According to those who are in the know, you have to be born of a Jewish mother to be Jewish. Or you could go through a conversion. But to be officially Jewish, you have to be born of a Jewish mother.
Okay, but I mean, that's one thing. But after you're born, then what is it that continues to make you, you know, Jewish?
Well, it's a lineage. It goes back to the whole Bible. Abraham, that was willing to sacrifice his son for his faith and his belief in God, and the fact that the Jews accepted God and... then that's the whole experience that's been going on for thousands of years ever since.
Right.
And
well,
when you put your commitment in that direction, that's what makes you Jewish. Jewish is not just the faith, that's one angle. It's the consciousness that goes along with it. You know, it's the acceptance of the Ten Commandments and making that part of your life.
Is there a difference between the Sephardic Jews that, you know, been in that area of Israel for thousands of years and the... Ashkenazi are the Khazarian Jews, the tribe on the Black Sea that converted to Judaism as a whole country.
Right.
Is there a difference there? And how did these Khazarians adapt and work within the Jewish framework?
Well, there are different things. You know, there's different sects of Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox and conservative and Reform. And then there's Ashkenazi, which is more European. And then there's the Sephardic, which is more Asian and Arab. They pray differently, you know, certainly to the same God, but they have different customs and different modes, just like a thousand different sects amongst Christianity.
Would it surprise you to find out that there are people in America that believe that there are 12 tribes of the children of Israel? And that
nothing surprises me anymore about anything. I mean, I know there's 10, so if you tell me there's two more, you know, I'll leave it to God to make that decision.
Well, I mean, the issue really comes down to who Israel actually is. And for people that study the scriptures, when they read about these 12 tribes from the beginning of the book to the end of the book, and they don't see any tribe there called Jewish, and they go, my goodness, there are these people here on planet Earth that call themselves Jewish, and most of the fruits of their tree are not acceptable to us as Christians.
Really? And, you know, that at all. I see that, you know, there's no New Testament without an Old Testament. Now, I'll quote Pastor Hagee from Texas, San Antonio, who says that the Christians need the Jews in order to validate their own position. It's not in reverse.
Well, actually,
Judaism brings us to the point of... All right, let him finish here. Okay.
Sorry.
Judaism has been there thousands of years before Christianity and even longer before Islam.
Well, of
and
course,
both those religions are based on the Old Testament.
All right, we got to take a break. And listen, David, thank you for calling in. Give me a call in the office today. I'll be here all day. And if you want to call in, folks, you can do that at Public Broadcasting, 800-313-9443. I'm back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right. Back. We're talking with Bob Kunst of defendjerusalem.com or .net. And do you want to give out a number that anyone could get a hold of you or talk to you, Bob, and how could people help?
Well, there's several things that everybody could do. Obviously, we need to raise funds in order to continue this campaign internationally. People can help put together all kinds of things such as prayer and doing fasting and making commitments in terms of doing rallies and stuff in your own community. I got to tell you something. This has been a very interesting experience for me. Being Jewish and working with so many Christian Zionists, I've had really a very remarkable relationship going on here because there's a number of people who understand that if, God forbid, Jerusalem is divided, all these holy Christian sites are going to be under Muslim control as well. The Muslims and the Christians are having major battles as well. I don't know if you heard this week, there was a Christian priest that was just murdered in Gaza. There's a battle going on galore. There used to be 25 to 30% of the population in Bethlehem was Christian. It's now down to 2%. There's wars going on in Kenya between Muslims and Christians. These Islamic Nazis are after everybody, not just Jews. And in fact, there's battles going on with the Hindus and the Buddhists, and every day you could read how they're killing each other. So what we're looking at is how do we build a united force here? It doesn't matter if you like Jews or you don't. The fact is we're dealing with a great threat here of a global jihad of people who say that anybody who doesn't believe in their fanaticism is an infidel and we all have to be destroyed. So we have to unite together. Where we may not agree on any other issue, this issue we have to unite together if we're going to survive. So there's a way in which we can move on this, and that is, for example, tomorrow, Abbas and Olmert are meeting in Jerusalem, and we're in front of the White House, and we've been in front of the White House the last 2 days. And I'll give you a very interesting experience. There's a woman, Teresa, she's blowing a shofar. She's a Christian Zionist, and we were on the Wiley Drake Christian radio network, and Wiley gets an email from Jerusalem that they heard the shofar being blown in front of the White House. That's the kind of spiritual energy we're putting together here with our message to Bush, that you're creating a danger that America and Israel are not going to survive, or the West is not going to survive. You've got to reconnect with what is really going on here, because you're in bed with the enemy. And while you say you're warring on the enemy, you're actually in bed with them. You can't reward terrorists. You can't make peace with somebody who wants to kill you. And so what is Bush up to? And we need to get everybody involved on this level. You all have opportunity to reach out to your talkers, write letters to the editor, go and visit your congresspeople locally and in Washington, do prayer in front of the White House on a daily basis. You have the opportunity to get your visible energy cooking on every single level so that anybody you're in communication with. What about the candidates from the White House? Nobody's opening up their mouth about this. They're all focused on such mundane stuff. I'm really kind of appalled by both parties that are not the least bit focused.
Hello?
Oh, no, I got it. I got this one. It was the other line. Thank you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So my thinking is there's a lot of opportunity here to negotiate communication between everybody, to move on the same wavelength and, you know, get everybody involved talking about it. And I know it's very difficult now because these are the holidays and everybody's focused on family and the spiritual energy that's going on for this holiday season. But we have to realize every minute is creating a bigger danger. And January 10th, Bush is going to be in Israel for the first time. And, I mean, as president, and again, continuing to negotiate this demise of Israel in the process. And all of us have to be there creating these type of things. We're talking to folks now in Nashville and San Antonio and Philadelphia, too, and we're already doing rallies in New York and Miami and Washington on January 10th. Everybody can be a part of this and get into a creative energy with this whole thing. And just make, you know, do your prayer. Get involved. Let your heart speak for you in terms of what you want to do to make a commitment on this, because we're all in it together. If we're going to survive this menace, we're going to have to think on a very different scale and move on a very different level. And all those options are out there. I'm sending out stuff everywhere. I'm doing radio shows everywhere. We've done over 150 media in the last 2 weeks. We've been picked up all over the place. People are starting to make connections on incredible levels. We're doing live radio in front of the White House with Wiley Drake and his Christian program. People all over the world are watching and hearing what's going on. And I've got to tell you, it's been just an amazing experience of people who are on our side and coming together on this, and people who normally don't talk to each other, and also on a very global level. Like yesterday at the White House, would you believe, we had a whole group of Chinese people that were tourists and represent government and represent industry. And they're taking photos, and they're taking our signs and demonstrating with us. They may not have been able to do that in Tiananmen Square, but they're doing it with us in America in front of the White House. Talk about miracles. I mean, all of this is on that kind of a level. We don't know where this thing is going, except that the power of God can make a difference with us. And we have to unite on that kind of a scale. So my effort for everybody out there is, please get in touch with us at defendjerusalem.com, defendjerusalem.net. If you're in to donate, we'd be most grateful. If you're in a position that you can help be visible, make your connections, write your letters, get in touch with your congressman, confront the political candidates on every scale and every party, get in touch with every church, every synagogue. We have to have everybody alert to the fact that the danger is right around the corner. And what happens if, God forbid, Iran gets its nuclear weapon? What happens if they attempt to use it? What happens if they want to give it to all these Islamic Nazi crazies out there that are determined to destroy us? This is not down the road. This is like right around the corner. Our backs are against the wall right now. This couldn't be a more dangerous period of time. So we have to say to Mr. Bush, what are you doing? What are you and the European Union and the United Nations, what are you all doing about all of this? Why are you playing the oil game? In fact, the most important thing that can happen to America right now is, why aren't we doing a Manhattan Project to get away from fossil fuels? Why are we accepting this blackmail from Arab and Muslim oil-producing countries that keep directing our politics based on their economies? None of this is making any sense. In fact, Iran this week decided not even to purchase or sell oil any longer with U.S. dollars because the dollar is so weak. They're even giving up on that.
Well, they have the new money out. I've got it up on my website.
Hello? Hello? Well, what's happening with us, I mean, we're doing really incredible things. We've had rallies now in Miami on three occasions, New York twice, Nashville, Tennessee. We've been working with Christian Zionists. That's pretty amazing and just a wonderful positive energy because we're all in this thing here together. We have rallies going on in Philadelphia, you know, in San Antonio, and D.C. We've been in front of the White House now. This is day three. We had a great rally in front of the White House and then a march to the Holocaust Museum and making all the connections with what happened in World War II, and God forbid we may be facing World War III now, and then what are we going to do about Iran and everything. And so we're talking to a ton of people all over the world who are finally waking up to what's going on here. And I got to say something that's really amazing. The media is helping, but the media hasn't told the big story yet. And they're giving Bush another slide on this instead of saying, well, what in the world are you up to? What is going on here? The first excuse they used to bring all these countries together in Annapolis was, we're going to have a front against Iran. But that whole thing has fallen apart already within a week. Where is our front against Iran? What are we going to do against Ahmadinejad? And the fact that they're building this nuclear bomb. They just got equipment and missiles, both Russia and North Korea, that could deliver a warhead into Israel and could deliver it to the United States. What are we doing about this stuff? Nobody's doing anything about it. So if you have a madman that's making the same declarations as Hitler did, what is the point? You know, you can't assume that just because they're crazy, they don't mean what they're going to do. Everyone said the same thing about Hitler. He wrote it down. He told us publicly, and then they did it. Nobody wanted to believe it. Everybody was in denial.
Said that 9/11 was our Reichstag fire.
Well, all these things took place as an excuse. You know, the Japanese were talking about peace with FDR and then bombed Pearl Harbor. You know, everybody's talking peace, and every time you hear them talk about peace, you know war's right around the corner. This is a long-time problem that we've had, which is trying to believe we all want peace, but you got to have peace with legitimate people. You can't just assume that a dictator out there is going to, you know, automatically be on our side. And let's face it, Hitler was elected democratically, and so was Hamas, and so was Hezbollah. What are we talking about?
Well, Bob, do you have a phone number that people could get a hold of you at?
You could call me at 305-864-5110. 305-864-5110. And please let us know what ideas you have that we could work and put things together. We're negotiating every day with all kinds of very neat and wonderful people all over the world that's giving up all kinds of business, wonderful ideas. And we just have to build this kind of energy. And if anybody knows anybody in Paris, France, we need people to demonstrate there on the 17th when they do the donor summit there.
Well, I've just put a link up on my site to Defend Jerusalem. Your name on there. That's right below the Royal American Institute for World Peace and the Civil Rights Task Force. We're putting organizations that you should be involved with up on the website.
Okay, I'll definitely check it out. And I appreciate very much the time you're giving us to explain our position. I know we're sort of like in our embryonic stages, but because the emergency is so great, we're working like crazy in all of this. And sometimes when you're under pressure, you actually accomplish a great deal more. And even though we haven't had a lot of people out on the street, we've gotten a great deal of attention. But we're sort of like the role model of showing that we have to resist this madness. And the result of that is everybody's watching us and looking at it and saying, well, hey, maybe this is the time to get involved. And so we're sort of, you know, putting that kind of energy together, and it's working. And it's having the impact, and we're pretty excited.
All right, let me ask you, let me throw some tough questions out there.
Sure.
Now, like I said, the ADL has accused me of being anti-Semitic because, and I've kind of said a little facetiously, you know, if you say Israel has 400 nuclear weapons, suddenly that makes you anti-Semitic. If you're if you say there's 30 million illegal aliens in this country that are responsible for killing 48,000 Americans, then you got to be a racist. And this is what people do and governments do to try to demonize people, to basically divide and conquer.
Well, I agree with you. Let me tell you something. I'll give you a good story also. We had 15 Nazis come down to the Holocaust Memorial in Miami Beach in 1992 saying there was no Holocaust. And we said, well, wait a minute, we're going to protest and put together an energy against this type of insanity. And what do you think the ADL did in Miami? They went condo to condo, said, don't show up for the rally because there's going to be violence. Well, we had no violence. We had 5,000 people show up. It was a total mixed bag of everybody you could possibly imagine. We had a tremendous reaction. We did 60 media. And we said to the Nazis, come on back, because we had such a good time organizing everybody. It was like a catharsis in our community.
I got invited to...
We didn't have a good time with ADL either. I want to just tell you, they played another game with us, too. Bottom line is, you know, there are people who are good and there are people who play games. We have to unite with the people who are good. And we have to have a common goal here, which is how are we going to survive the people who are there to destroy us? Past, present, and future. We have to look at the bigger picture, get away from all these
politics. You've heard of the New World Order, right?
Yeah, and it's very
you know, the Bush is probably working hand-in-hand with the people that want one world government.
No question about it. If you look at what's going on with China, and you look on what's going on in India, and you look on how all the economies are integrating on that level, and then look what's happened to America in terms of our own job situation. What do we have here? Where, you know, this is a service industry now. This is not producing this stuff. It's being produced everywhere else. Meanwhile, what are we going to do as an alternative to fossil fuel? Where is American ingenuity at work to create a whole other different direction for us so that we're not dealing with climate change and global warming and all these other horrors that are out there and putting the pressure on every country besides our own?
I got the answer to the fuel crisis and a video up on my website right down at the bottom of the page. The main page, and it's a engineer that created a little antenna out of his wife's pie plate and sets salt water on fire at 1,500 degrees. We could run all of our ships on the water they're floating on.
Well, of course, listen, there are so many technologies out there, and they're not coming forward because we're all wedded to this oil insanity. And to the politics that of the people who own the oil, which is the Arabs and the Muslims. What are we going to do? They're strangling the whole world economy. Let me tell you something. Why is the price of oil per barrel now nearly $100? Well, I think it dropped recently, maybe $90 now. But why is it anywhere near this? Why? Because this is all manufactured. And where does the money go? We pay multi-billion dollars to these corporations that don't care a darn about America. All they're doing is playing, you know, how much money they can raise and play this little game, plus the Arabs and the Muslims. Where does that money go? Feeding the terrorists and fueling the terrorists. You think those refugee camps that have been sitting there for years and years and years, they could have been cleaned up ages ago. But the Arab countries, they don't even want the Palestinians. They threw them out of Libya. They threw them out of Kuwait, Saudi Arabia. This keeps the thing fuming and fueling and keeping the violence going. This thing could have been stopped ages ago. But they want this thing to keep on going because that's their plan and that's their mentality, is to keep the energy flowing in this direction. We're all fearful. We're all hysterical. We're all going crazy. We have one problem after another. Nothing is getting resolved. Politicians are all totally, flakes to begin with. They're all in it. It has nothing to do with us. It's just one problem, crisis after another. So you have a public that's totally insane. And then look at all these other people that are going off the wall here and in our own country. Look what just happened this week between the shopping mall shooting and what just happened in Colorado with the religious institutions and 40,000 people getting killed every year in this country alone. Everyone's off the wall here. What are we doing about this madness? There's a madness happening. It's a universal crisis here.
I'm telling people the only answer, and I think really the only hope that we've got right now, is Ron Paul.
Well,
he is constitutional. He's supporting the Constitution. And, you know, our founding fathers fought the New World Order of their day. It was
right.
called the, you know, the sun never sets on the English Empire.
Right.
And, you know, now today I think they're trying to set America up to be that ruling empire.
Well, I got to tell you something. You know, as long as everybody's going to rush to Walmart to get the cheap goods from China, you're never going to resolve this. You know, everybody here is so consumer-oriented to the point of, you know, what was Bush's statement right after 9/11, 2 weeks after 9/11? Go shopping. Okay? It wasn't go after the terrorists. It was go shopping. I mean, that's the insanity and the crisis that we're facing in this country. What are our priorities? We have lost touch with who we are as Americans and what our role is and how we should be leaders in this whole thing instead of what's going on here, which is only making matters worse.
All right, stay with me, Bob. We got to take a break and a couple of breaks coming up here, and then we'll be right back. My number here is 800-313-9443. I guess it's Bob.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Of organizations you should be involved with on the center of the Free American page. Bob, the Balfour Declaration, that's I've made a comment that we fought two world wars to give legitimacy to the Balfour Declaration. And the UN's first act was to form the State of Israel. And but they divided it between the Palestinians and the Jews. So why do we have such a strife there between the two factions? If we were in, if you and I are in Miami, and we're living next door to each other, we would never have a problem.
Right.
We would never have a problem because of the Constitution and the way this country and our Constitution is constructed. So why is there so much strife in Israel? Why not just open all the borders and you know, let the Palestinians go freely and let the Jews go freely, the same way we do in you know, Chinatown or black sections of town? You know, I love the barbecue at Stop Six in Fort Worth. You know, why can't you do that over in Israel? And have you how often have you been to Israel?
I've been to Israel twice. In fact, I was on the very first plane allowed into Israel in 1967.
Okay.
So I was there at a very special moment in time. And, in fact, on my 25th birthday, I was actually allowed into the burial place of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and their wives. And this is, I'm amongst the first 2,000 Jews in 2,000 years allowed into this burial place. Everything that's Jewish and holy to Jewish is under Muslim control. This battle has been going on for a very, very long period of time, way before Israel was recreated. Okay, this is like, we're not 58 years old in Israel, according to the United Nations, or 60 years old. We're 5,000 years old. We have a very long history. And this battle has been happening for a very long period of time. Jerusalem is in the Bible 700 times for the Jews. It's not once in the Quran for the Muslims. And even right now, in East Jerusalem, the Muslims there, they don't want to go under Fatah and Hamas. They want to be under Israel control because they get all their benefits. What happened in 1948 was the Arabs said, we don't want any Israelis here, even though there are already nearly a million that were there since World War One. And the Mufti of Jerusalem said, we have to bring all these Arabs together. There was no such thing as Palestinians. They came from other Arabs countries because they wanted to be a balance. And so when 1948 took place, the Arabs said, well, we're going to war on the Jews. Leave your homes, and we'll drive the Jews in the city, into the sea, and you'll come back. Well, that never took place because the Jews won. We've won five Arab wars and two intifadas. And meanwhile, there's a million Arabs that live in Israel that have no problem and have the best education, the best medical care, and the best of everything and of any Arab in any Arab country of 20 years.
Never hear of that. It seems like the media just makes it look like there are no Arabs there. We got to take a break. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443, or you can go to freeamerican.com and click on the chat room link and talk to me there. We'll be right back. Bob Kunst.
With recent